Triple M News.
7 degrees at Mayfield. Hello, David Dolan with your latest Newcastle news. Tragedy on our roads overnight with a deadly crash near Singleton. A Ford Falcon and Mitsubishi Triton Ute collided at the New England Highway Racecourse Lane intersection at Whittingham just before 6 p.m. The 75-year-old Singleton man driving the Ford died at the scene. The other driver is recovering in hospital. The crash blocked the road for nearly 10 hours. The Hunter is in for a drenching over the coming days, but sadly the rain's not expected to fall where we need it the most. Coastal suburbs can expect as much as 50 mils to fall from late tonight through to Tuesday, while snow's forecast for the Barrington Tops on Sunday. Kim Westcott from WeatherZone says the valley will get a lot less.
This is definitely a coastal system, so certainly parts of the Hunter Coast will receive the most of the rainfall. Some of the rainfall will make its way inland, but certainly not where it's needed.
Briefly, a house in Mary Street, Holmesville, has been damaged by fire overnight, taking crews an hour and a half to bring the flames under control. And Israel Folau is asking the public for donations to help his legal fight with Rugby Australia, launching a GoFundMe page with a goal of $3 million. Australia's moved to the top of the Cricket World Cup table after beating Bangladesh by 48 runs this morning. Dave Warner knocking 166. And a first-up win for Merriweather's Ryan Callinan at the World Surf League event in Brazil. He took out his round one heat this morning, beating local hope Jesse Mendes and Central Coast surfer Wade Carmichael. Newcastle's weather, cool and sunny today with a chance of a coastal shower tonight, tops of 16, and expecting plenty of rain along the coast over the weekend, a few showers in the valley on Sunday.